If you have your Bible this morning, turn to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. We're going to start this morning right where Charles left off. He just got right to the verse that we want to start and leap off with. And I just want to read a few verses and try to mind the Lord this morning and try to look at something I believe it'll help us in the days to come. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." I want to preach just a little while this morning on this thought, taking a stand for Jesus. Amen? Taking a stand for, if we're ever going to take a stand, now's the time to take a stand. You know, they say if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And if we ain't careful, we fall into that category, don't we? Amen? We need to know what we believe and believe what we know. Amen? Which is God Almighty and His truth and why He speaks to us. And He gives us that, praise God, that'll help us to be wise in the Lord. I don't want to be a fool. I want to be a, hey, if I'm going to be a fool, I'm going to be a fool for Jesus. Amen? Praise God, lifting up His name and magnifying Him above all things. But James is telling us here some things that we need to know in order to take a stand for Jesus. He said, "A wise man endued with knowledge among you." He said, "Is there any man anywhere?" We need to seek a man that'll stand. We need to seek men that'll stand. We need to seek people, God's people, that'll stand in these last days. We need to stand up and magnify the name of God to lift Him up. Amen. For the Bible says that He be lifted up, He'll draw all men unto Him. And we need to lift Him up, the Lord Jesus, in these last days to magnify His name that God might get all the glory. Amen. I appreciate the Lord today what He's able to do. And we need somebody that'll stand up. And He wants to, he said, let Him show good conversation, his works with meekness and wisdom. One that's standing up for Jesus or to have a good behavior. Amen. One that's right and right all the time, not just a hit and miss. It ought to be somebody that'll walk with God and talk with God and be led of the Lord. Amen. He makes a difference in our life. Amen. And people around us will see that and be encouraged by the manner of our life. What they see in me and you, it makes a difference. Amen. It makes it, whether we're taking a stand with the Lord Jesus Christ or not. And we need to take a stand, and having done all, stand for Him. Amen? He said, but if we've got bitter and envy and strife in our hearts, He said, don't be glorying over that. He said, because that's wrong. Amen? And He said, and lie not against the truth. We're taking the truth in the world that we live in, we're turning it every which way, but the right way. Amen? Hey, they know hardly anybody anymore that knows the truth. We choose to not acknowledge the truth of God. But that truth that He has will set us free, praise God. It'll give us deliverance. It'll give us freedom and liberty, to praise God the way He deserves. To get back to glorying in His name. Amen. He said the wisdom that descendeth not from above is earthly and devilish, sensual. Amen. I don't want worldly wisdom. If we ain't careful, we send our children to school and we try to instill them all this worldly wisdom and we forget the most important part. The most important part is that godly part. Amen? If we're going to take in a stand with Jesus, they need the godly part. That needs to be first. We send our kids to school for 7-8 hours a day and then we expect to bring them to church for an hour in Sunday school and an hour in preach and instill all the things that they'll need for a walk with Christ, for to take a stand with Jesus. I want to say it can't be done. We've got to have Jesus in our homes. We've got to have Jesus in our life. We've got to have Jesus in our country, in our nation, in our leaders. We need Jesus in everything. Amen. That's what made America great, was a stand for God. Amen. We still stand with God in America. Amen. We need to take a stand with Jesus so Jesus will know it. Amen. Taking a stand with Him. He said, that way you get rid of the envy and the strife and where there's confusion and every evil work. Have you ever seen a more evil time and more evil works than what's been done all around us today? I mean, people turned over to the devil, just driving around, killing people left and right, doing all kind of ungodliness. What? You say, well, preacher, what's happened? How can we take control? By getting back to the Lord, by walking with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Instilling in our people, taking a stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, how do you do that, Pastor? Well, I'm going to tell you this morning. He said, but the wisdom that is from above is pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So you see, what we need, praise God, is we need to take a stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. And He makes all the difference. He changes the whole focus of America. He changes the whole focus of our lives and our homes and our families and our situations. Amen? He turns it all around when we take a stand with Jesus. Amen? Now I want to say this. In the next few weeks, we're going to take a stand with the Lord. We're going to be able to have the opportunity to go to the polls and stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And you know that's biblical. Did you know that? You say, oh, preacher, now you're just meddling. No, I'm just going to tell you what God said. Well, it's time to take a stand. And if we don't take a stand, what we do, why we won't take a stand? Because we don't know how. We don't know how. We don't know what to look for. We don't even know what to expect. But we should. Amen? When God calls, He calls us to go turn out, to vote. Amen? To go turn out. The Bible even calls for voter turnout. I got to look at this. I want to share some things with you this morning so we can be informed. So we can make an informed decision. You say, well, preacher, this is not very spiritual. It is spiritual. Amen. It leads to godliness. It's whether we keep our nation the way that we have a nation under God, indivisible, with justice and liberty for all, or whether we let that go. It's time to take a stand with Jesus. Amen. In Ezra chapter 10, he said there needs to be an assembly together. Amen. In Ezra chapter 10 and verse 7, he said, and they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, and they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come in within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Amen. You want to see what happens? If you ain't there to stand up for what's right, amen, everything that you have, that you claim to be right will be taken away. I mean, it can be taken away in a heartbeat. He said, then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered himself together in Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 10th month and the 12th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. See, there was a great matter had been rose up, and he said, hey, we need everybody to assemble. We need everybody to participate. He said, this thing's bigger than us. He said, this thing can either help or destroy our nation. Amen? We're living in a time we have to make informed decisions, praise God, because what we have to do is decide whose side we're on. And we have to choose to be on the Lord's side in all things. Amen? We can't be wishy-washy. We have to decide to be on God's side. We have to choose to be on the Lord's side. Amen. In order to do that, we have to come in one mind and one accord. Amen. Praise the Lord. To do the things that's pleasing unto God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, or chapter 1, verse 10, the Bible says this, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you perfectly join together in the same mind and in the same judgment. We have to discern what's right and wrong, and we have to take a stand with that that's right. Amen? We can't allow the world and everybody in it to dictate to us what's right. We have to stand with the Lord, amen, praise God, and we have to make informed decisions. What's wrong with the world? They push down through that we can't think for ourselves. But I want to say today, we can stand up and think for ourselves, and we can make an informed decision. Now the Bible tells us, I know that we have to submit ourselves to authorities. I realize that. We have to submit ourselves even to government. I realize that. He tells us that in 1 Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible says this, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishments of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So what the Bible tells us here is that we're going to have authority over us, but we have to submit to that authority. But that authority needs to be godly authority. Amen. Well, in order to be godly authority, then we got to stand upon the principles of godliness. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying it's time to stand with Jesus. Amen. If it disallows the Word of God, then we got to disallow that way. Amen. We got to stand upon the principle of which this nation was founded, and stand upon God and godliness. Amen. Through the remainder of this thing till He finishes and takes us home. Amen. You look around the world today and the world's changing, but it ain't for the good. You say, well, that ain't good English. That's all right. It ain't good. Amen. We're backing up. We're reverting back to hedonism. Amen. We're allowing the world. But he says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, he said, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Verse 35 says, the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against them that causeth shame. Amen. We need somebody to rise up, praise God, that'll stand for God, that'll walk with Jesus, that'll stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And not ashamed of it. Amen. Hey, so many people in the world today that say, well, yeah, I love Jesus when you're sitting on a pew. But when we get out into the world, amen, it's a totally different story. I want to say, praise God, no matter where I'm at, what I'm doing, praise God, I still love Jesus. Well, I thank God for yesterday. We was over there and working over there. Joe's trying to clean up that mess. And praise God, we're just magnifying how good God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He's God. He's good. Praise His holy name. So we have to realize that we do have to submit to authority. We do have to submit to this government. But praise God, we can submit because we want to, because there's somebody that's taking a stand for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to choose to take a stand with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. It pushes out that filthy mess of the world. Praise God. It allows us to stand, and having done all, stand. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what kind of man do we stand with? One that stands with God. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us there's some men that was the wrong kind to stand with. You remember old King Saul over in 1 Samuel? Amen. God told him, said, this is the way. And he was head and shoulders above the other. And he humbled himself. Amen. The day they called him to put him in as king, he went and hid himself in a wagon with the stuff. Amen. They had to go hunt him and find him out. And they brought him in there and they said, hey, here he is. And he was head and shoulders above. He was a great man, a man of stature, a good looking fella. Amen. And they brought him and anointed him and made him king. Amen. Let me just show you that. Let me show you 1 Samuel. They made him king, but he come to a place in his life. 1 Samuel 13, verse 13. And Samuel said unto Saul, thou hast done foolishly and hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. I don't know about you, I'd like to have a forever kingdom. Amen. I'd like to have a place, praise God, where God is established and put on throne for all eternity. Amen. But he said, now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded. Amen. The Bible says the Lord wants a man after his own heart. Amen. He goes on in Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. And he says, verse 7, and he says this. He said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance. Talk about little old David, little puny redhead fellow, freckle faced boy. That was up, they brought down from tending the sheep. Amen. And he said,
because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen. The kind of man that we need to lift up, the kind of man that we, the man and women that we need, praise God, is those that, praise God, you can examine their heart and their heart is pure. They doing things for the right reason. Because they love God and godliness. Not because they have an opportunity. Amen. God looks at the heart. Amen. We shouldn't have to listen to what all this hoopla that goes around. We should look at the heart. Amen. You say, what kind of a man is a man after God's own heart? I'm going to say it's a kind of man that answers to God. Amen. That's the kind of man that's after God. That's the man or one boy or girl that answers to God and no one else. Amen. I won't say this ain't popular. It won't be popular. It won't win you a popularity contest. Amen. When you start listening to God, you tell the world to just take a flying leap. Amen. It won't be popular. People won't like it. And they probably won't like you. But amen, I won't say you'll be well pleased to the Father. Amen. Praise God. We need somebody that'll stand up. Amen. Take a stand for Lord Jesus Christ. And not in a popularity contest. Amen. Where you look at their heart. Where you can see their heart and not their mouth. Amen. There's a whole lot of mouthpieces. There's a whole lot of mouth service. But amen, there's a whole lot more than going to church on Easter Sunday, on Christmas. Amen. Amen. It don't make you a Christian to go to church twice a year. If it did, just about everybody. That's probably why everybody today says, well, I'm a Christian. Amen. They know who Jesus is, but they don't have him in their heart. They don't have no desires for godliness. Amen. But I want to say a relationship, taking a stand with Lord Jesus Christ, is accepting and believing on Him, putting your trust, relying on Him. Amen. To make a difference, give us that blessed hope, praise God. And when this life is through, Lord God, we're going to be with our Lord and Savior in glory. Amen. We need that today, praise God. We need that foundation which we stand upon. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us this. Just as plain as the nose on your face, somebody's going to stand for us or to stand for the Lord. Or to be answerable to God. Amen. If he's not willing to be answerable to God, we don't need him. Amen. Because he'll lead you astray. Because he's answered. You're either answering, Brother Charles says, morning, you're either answering to God or answering to the devil. Amen. And I won't follow one that's following God. I'm supposed to be subjected and subject to authorities and to a government, but praise God, I want somebody that'll lead me in the right path, in the right direction. Amen. See what happens is we got the media today is playing out everything for us. Amen. The media is playing it. They're just pushing everything like a snowplow into their corner. You know, fair and balanced media. But the Bible says they should be a fair and balanced media. Amen. Do you believe that? Now, I'm not talking about Fox News either. Amen. I'm not talking about CNN, the Communist News Network. I'm not talking about them. I want to say there's a good God of glory, amen, that'll speak to our heart and tell us the truth, praise God, without bias. Amen. You see that in Zechariah. Let me just show you that. It's in Zechariah chapter 16. In Zechariah chapter 16, the Bible says, these are the things that ye shall do. Now this is a fair and unbiased media. He said, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth month, and the fast of the seventh month, and the fast of the tenth month shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore love the truth and peace. He said a free and a biased media, praise God, will be one that will tell you the truth, and that the end result is that there will be fruit, and there will be peace, there will be joy and happiness for everyone. We're trying to paint a picture that we've got to go in a different direction, that we've got to radically change America to be something different. I want to say we need to get back. We do need to radically change America, but it's back to what we used to be. Where we all took a stand for God and godliness. We weren't persuaded to go one way or another. Where we spoke the truth. Zechariah said, we're grounded in the truth.
and the truth sets you free. Amen. Ain't you glad for truth? Amen. Because it's the most important thing we have is truth. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying and may minister grace to the hearers. Amen. But I said this morning, if we can't speak something good, don't say nothing at all. Amen. Stand up. If we're going to speak, speak that's right. According to the word. Why? Well, we're taking a stand for Jesus. Amen. Lifting up His blessed name because of who He is. Praise the Lord. Not because of who we are, where we want to be. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to look for somebody that'll stand up and stand up for godliness. So I want to just tell you, let me just give you about four or five things here. What we need to look for in someone. Now this isn't just a man for president or somebody else. It's a man that we ought to be. It's the direction we all ought to be focusing so that we might see the truth. Amen. Number one, we need to look for somebody that's pro-life. In Genesis 1:27, He said, He created them, male and female, created He them. Amen. He created men and women, praise God, to come in this world, to have these little, to populate the earth, to bring glory to God. Amen. He designed this thing from the very beginning, praise God, that little one in the womb was a living human being. The Bible said when Mary come into Elizabeth, that John in his mother's breast, that the babe leapt in his mother's womb. Amen. That word babe there in John, it means a little person. Amen. It wasn't a fetus. It wasn't something else. Praise God, it was a human being. And God says if they won't stand up and say, hey, look, you know what? A baby at conception is a living, breathing human being. Amen. If anybody that says that, and we've got some of them say, oh yeah, I'm pro-life, but they flip-flop five or six times. That makes me wonder if they flip-flopped in the past. Do you not think they'll flip-flop in the future? See, I've had a run-in with a whole lot of different folks in a whole lot of different situations, and when people want something or desire something or want to impress you, they're apt to tell you what you want to hear. Amen. I mean, they'll throw it out there and they'll tell you just exactly what you want to hear to get you on their side. But praise God, I'll tell you, when you look at the record, you see where they stand. Amen. Faithfulness to it. You say, well, preacher, you don't think people could change their mind? Yeah, they can. But when they change their mind and change it back and don't stand really for anything, we need to be careful. Because they may just be wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen. So we need to look for somebody that's pro-life. You say, well, preacher, what about that? Look in Psalms 139. Psalms 139, the Bible tells us about this precious thing, concept of life. He said, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me, watch this, in my mother's womb. Psalms 139, verse 13. He goes on, verse 14. He says, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 15, he said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. Amen. When nobody knew about it, when you created me in the womb, praise God. God put it there for His glory. Amen. And curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did not see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written. Amen. Praise God, before mom and daddy ever knew me, praise God, God had me written down. Praise the Lord. Just think what we're doing when this bunch goes and kills all these little babies. They're killing human beings. Amen. God help us to take a stand. Amen. Take a stand with Jesus, praise God. He's the creator of life. Amen. Who are we to stand in the face of God and rebuke Him? Amen. Praise His holy name. He goes on in verse 17. He says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Praise the Lord. He said, you've never left me. Praise God. Someone we choose should be a man, a woman, praise God, of integrity. Somebody will take a stand. Somebody be pro-life. Need to be a man, amen, that'll be pro-life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody will stand up for us.
stand. That'll be my person that'll stand up against terrorism. Amen. Somebody that'll stand against terrorism. Look in Proverbs chapter 6. Just a couple over. Proverbs chapter 6 in verse 16. The Bible says this. He said, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look." Now that's a proud look that's looking at God with disdain. Amen. That's rebuking God to His face. "A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." Amen. He said these are the things that God hates. He said it's nothing but terrorism. Amen. In the highest order. He ought to have somebody, praise God, that stands against terrorism. Amen. Praise God. That's who we need to look. Somebody will take a strong stand and say, you know, this is what it is. I want to say these Muslim radicals, amen, they are nothing but terrorists. And we need to call them what they are. We need to take a stand with God, amen, against the wickedness of this world. Amen. Having done all stand. Praise God, because they're ungodly and godless. And they need the Lord Jesus Christ, what they need. But they take it, and I believe most of a whole lot of them have been turned over to a reprobate mind. 13 times as the Quran, it says to kill infidels. Amen. If we allow them to come into this country, their whole purpose is to destroy America as we know it. We have to have somebody that'll stand against radical Islam. Somebody that'll stand against these terrorists. That's trying to infiltrate our borders. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you the truth tonight. Amen. Not only do we need somebody to protect us from terrorism, but we need somebody that will protect our religious freedoms. Amen. We've got to have somebody that will stand for our religious freedoms. I'm talking about American religious freedom, what this country was founded upon. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalms 11:3, He said, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Amen. If the foundation that we built this country upon is destroyed before our eyes, what can a righteous do? Let me ask you another question. What can your children do? What kind of change? We've already seen our opportunities slipping away for our children. Amen. We're being infiltrated by wickedness and hatred and bitterness and envy and strife. Amen. That don't want to see us successful no more. And we're allowing it in. We're accepting it. There comes a time we have to stand and say, you know what? We're going to stand with Jesus, praise God. Stand with truth, amen, righteousness. Because He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We got to stand for religious freedom, but we also got to stand as constitutionalist people. The very document on which the United States was established, and we can't shred it, we can't tear it apart, we can't believe it. It's not a living document to be changed. It's just as sound as the Word of God. Amen. It stands for what it means, and it means what it stands for. Amen. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it's all one. They're trying to separate and divide it and tear it to pieces. And these people that's running today, if they have the opportunity, they'll shred it in the next 4 years. But we need to have somebody that'll stand. That foundation that we were built upon has to remain sure and steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the works of the Lord. Lifting up a good God of glory, manifesting Him in all that we do. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're a preacher, this ain't very, very inspired. It ought to be. We ought to be an inspired people, praise God. Not only does they need to stand for pro-life and against terrorism, religious freedom, constitutional freedom, amen, but he ought to stand for a strong military. Amen. You say, well, preacher, now listen, we don't need a strong military. We ought to let the Lord do our fighting, really. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31, the Bible says this, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." He said, what do? He said, you prepare for war. I want to say, we need to be prepared for war because those around us that would like to destroy us. And we have to prepare for fight. You know what the end result of war is? Now I hear a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't like war. I think we ought to have peace. You know what the end result of war is? Peace. You know what you have to do to maintain that peace? Amen. You've got to be ready for war. Amen. You've got to take a stand, praise God. You've got to be prepared. Just like our Christian life, we have to be prepared to fight the devil. Amen. Or the devil just march in, take over without firing a shot. And that's what he's doing in a lot of our homes today. He's marching in, praise God, and taking over because we're not prepared for war. Amen. We ought to be prepared to war to fight the devil in these last days that we live. Amen. To take a stand, praise God. The man that we put in office, praise God, ought to be able to, ought to have a strong military mind. Man, prepare a strong military, but to have the horses prepared, amen, so that nobody will come against us. We used to be the strongest nation in the world. Amen. When Brother Bill and Brother Carver and some of these other, Brother Ralph went to war, praise God, they had what they needed to fight, and they were allowed to. Amen. We need to take the gloves off and say, you know what? If you come against America, you will not prevail. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother John, these others that fought, amen. Praise God. Brother Don, well, we're honored to have men like this that stood. Amen. Hey, what did they do? They took a stand with Jesus, praise God. They said, you'll not upset the United States of America. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they need a strong military. And we need, not only do we need strong military, but something's come up in the last few weeks since Antonio Scalia died. Amen. We need a man that will appoint judges. You know, that's biblical. It's biblical to appoint judges to rule over the land, to rule over the people. When Moses come out, he was trying to judge everything. And Jethro, his father-in-law, he said, he come and watched him for a day or two. And my mind's eye, I could just see him. He called him aside. He said, son-in-law, come over here. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to take care of all his business, all this stuff. He said, you take too much upon yourself. He said, you need to find you some godly men, amen, and you need to put them over there to help the people. Amen. We got the same system. Praise God. We're supposed to have those that's appointed over, praise God, to make those decisions. Amen. Judges appointed in 2 Chronicles chapter 19. You say, preacher, all this in here, it's here. It's all the Word. I'm just giving you the Word of God this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 19 in verse 4. He said, Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem. He went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. Amen. So it started with the king, and he brought the people back to God. Amen. Got them back in a way of godliness, in the direction of godliness. And he said, and he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city. Amen. He appointed judges. He couldn't be there all the time everywhere. He said, and said to the judges, and he said, now this is the rules. And he gave them days and days worth of rules and litigation to show them what they know. He said, this is what you got to do. He said, take heed to what you do. He said, pay attention to the manner that you do things. He said, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Amen. He put godly men in. He said, you allow God to direct you to do right according to His will. He said, wherefore, now let the fear of God be upon you. Amen. He said, when you set up for judgment, let God dictate to you the right and the wrong ways. He said, take heed and do it. He said, whatever God says, that's what you do. You go in the direction God says for you to go. You make a decision God gives you to make. Amen. And do it. He said, there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respecter of persons, nor taking of gifts. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, you know what? He said, it's not about what you get, but praise God, what you can give back to God. I'm afraid there's too many people want power for the wrong reason. Amen. They want power to give God glory, but to bring prestige to themselves. To say, I attained something. I got one more victory. Amen. But I want to say we're living in a day and an era, praise God, that we need to take a stand with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need some men that will take a stand with God. Amen. We don't need ungodliness. You say, well, preacher, you know what? We ought to just stay plumb out of politics. Yeah, and then we'd let the heathen run the world. God's words that showed you here this morning, that ain't the way God intends it to be. We need to take a stand, and we need to stand now. Say, you know what, God, we love you, and we appreciate you, we respect you, and we want you to show us the things that we need in these last days.
Lord, we want to take a stand with you. We need that guidance and leadership, amen, to make an informed decision. Amen? To make an informed decision. Praise the Lord. I got something I want to share with you this morning. I looked this up because I didn't know what it was. I'll be honest. We're fixing to have an election, and we've got a man that's running for president who's a professed socialist. Amen. He said, "Well, I'm not just a socialist. I will give you this because I didn't know, and we need to be informed." He said, "I'm not just a socialist." He said, "I'm a democratic socialist." So, socialism. I won't say anything that's got an ism on end, you better cut its head off because it's of the devil. Amen? You hear what I said? Socialized medicine, it's of the devil. Amen. But what is a democratic socialist? I looked this up and I want to share this with you and I'll let you go. He said it's a political ideology advocating a democratic political system alongside a socialist economic system involving a combination of political democracy with social ownership of the means of production. So you know what that means? Why, saying that he's a democratic socialist. He said, "You ain't got enough sense to run your business. We're going to take the businesses, the government, the establishment, and we'll just tell you what to do." That's what they do. That is what a democratic socialist believes. Amen? But they say, well, we're reformist, reformism. Now, reformism is to gradually convert a capitalist economy to a socialist economy using pre-existing democratic solutions. But now let me throw this in here. We're not a democratic state. We're a republic, amen, of the people, for the people, by the people. Amen. In other words, the government works for us or they don't work at all. Amen. Praise God. That's true. That's right. Amen. They're talking about reform, but they're not reformists. They go beyond that. He said the other day, he said we need a political revolution. See, we need to pay attention to these words because they're important. When someone says a political revolution, it literally means this: an advocate for the overthrow of the bourgeoisie or the upper class, upper middle class. Amen. They say, well, we're going after the wealthy and the rich people. Guess what? They consider you wealthy and rich. And to overthrow the bureaucracy and the capitalist economy. Amen? Now, the socialism, it's been pushed, and it's in the world, it's in North Korea, it's in China, it's in Russia, and it don't work. Their people are begging for bread on the street, and the government's dictating everything they do, everything they say. But people are falling in line to get under socialism because they say, oh, everything will be free. I want to say, listen, wake up, people. There's nothing free in this world. Everything has a cost, and in order to get freedom, you've got to give away your liberties. Where's Malachi? Malachi, come here a minute. Come here a minute, right quick. Malachi is a smart young man. I mean, he's sharp. Malachi wants to be a veterinarian. Amen? Wouldn't he make a good veterinarian? He loves animals. But see, in a socialist society, in a communist society, they say, you know what, Malachi, I know you want to be a veterinarian, but we really don't need veterinarians. We've looked at your grades, we evaluate this thing. Malachi, you're going to be a mortician. Okay, you can go sit down now. So you don't have no say-so in that. This is not your choice. But I've got liberty. You got a little crumb of food that if they think of to give you one. You see the difference? Lattimore Lenin, you know who he was? Like Lattimore Putin, amen, Stalin, the communist. Lattimore Lenin said this: the goal of socialism is communism. To where the world, the government dictates everything that takes place. Because you're not smart enough to make an informed decision. You're not smart enough to raise your kids. You're not smart enough to know what you need to do for a living. You're not smart enough. So we've got to do that for you. And it comes all the way down to the lower middle class. Amen. Where you've got the elitist and you've got the subservient. if we ain't very careful. And you know who's piling in on this? All of our college students. They've went to school and they've took a free ride. Amen. They've amassed all this debt with no thought about how to ever pay it back. And now they're running to this side here and say, amen, all that stuff's going to be dissolved. All that stuff's going to just go away. Won't have to pay it back. I want to say there's a payday coming someday. Because what they'll do is say, well, you took this in college, but this is what you're going to do to pay that debt. Amen. There's no free rides. Amen. Praise God. But what we have is a capitalist environment, capitalist economy. Capitalism is this economy systems based on private ownership of the means of production, pursuant of profits by private owners through the creation of goods and services, and a system of salary and wages, wage labor for the majority of its workers. Amen. Where a man can get out with a sweat of his brow and make a living for himself, doing something he'd be proud of. With entrepreneurs raising up companies and businesses and all those things, praise God, to God's glory. With people saying, you know what? God, give me a thought and an idea and I'm going to run with it for God's glory. Amen. These men and women right here in this place this morning, praise God, that's done that very same thing. Brother John Fry had businesses, Brother Don's business. I mean, just businesses that rose up, praise God, because for God's glory. God allowed that. But there's an economist named Joseph Schumpeter. He said, capitalism is the most successful economic system that has existed thus far. Amen? Praise God. Because he said, you use creative destructionism. He said, as we create and we design and we get better, praise God, we get rid of the old and we take the new mechanical and the new technological and the new advancements that we have, praise God, and we limp them, put them in, we implement them, amen, to give God glory. And God, as God begins to bless us, praise God, He said, this is the best system in the world. He said, all other systems have failed. They've come and they've gone. But praise God, He said, this is the strongest system there is because you've got men and women that get there and they do it for God's glory and they pice down, amen, the employer pices it down to the family and they take care of little mamas and daddies, praise God, and they take care of their workers. And God gets the glory, amen, out of it all. You see the difference in the two systems that they're trying to push down our throat? Amen. But we know what God wants. We know that He wants us to take a stand with Jesus. Wants us to be on the Lord's side. Amen. So we have opportunity to make an... You say, Pastor, why you do this? Because I want you to be able to make an informed decision. I don't want you to get caught up in the tidal wave that's running to the other side. They're running over where the grass is greener, preacher. Yeah, but remember why I said the grass is greener on the other side? Because it's right over a sewage, a septic tank. A septic system. Amen. That's why it's greener. But it's that'll poison, destroy, and tear down. It'll never build up. Amen. It'll be for naught. Amen. But today, if we take a stand for Jesus, amen, we stand with Him. We may have to stand alone. Amen. Our people, our families, our loved may forsake us. But we as God's people have to stand for Him. And stand for, even stand, Brother John, for these United States of America. If not for our sake, for our children's sake, our grandchildren's sake, for little Isaac, these little ones, praise God, so that they'll have a chance and opportunity. Amen. It's important. It's important that we take a stand. And if we take a stand, we need to take a stand with Jesus. Amen. We need to go in the Jesus way. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name.